We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
It was a few weeks ago that Nikki Stone, everybody knows Nikki Stone, who lives in Wyoming County, let me know that there was a rally that was being organized. People were very upset. They needed some action to try and get the businesses opened, at least in part. And one of the people that kind of put that together was George Juhas, and he is on the line with us right now. George, what's your reaction to the governor deciding Wyoming County will be yellow in a week?
So I had to wait. I heard about it last night, and I had to wait all the ways up until I heard it come from his mouth, because they changed it before 10 minutes beforehand. So I was excited, a little apprehensive, and then excited again today when it finally went through. So I'm sure a lot of people up here in Wyoming County equally as happy. I realize, though, that there's a dark secret to that effort, considering the condition that we were in, and it should have been yellow before this pressure that we had to put on him. The legislators, the commissioners, and the people is only proof that for the next 2 years, as long as he's in office, we're probably going to have to come kicking and scratching for every biscuit that he wants to give us.
Now,
and
George, do you believe that your rally and some of the actions that you took influenced the governor? Do you think if you didn't do this, you might have stayed red longer?
So I'm going to say I do believe it made a difference. It probably made a difference to maybe the commissioners staying on their phones one more hour, getting one more opportunity, a little more of a push upstream to other legislators so they go ahead and give them a little more pressure. Just remind them, hey, by the way, we met your metrics. Why are we not yellow at minimum? The message from us, you know, was a little more harsh, but it was becoming very harsh for us here. So we had to send the message back. So I believe it did make a difference. It's going to make a difference the whole step of the way. You cannot sit back and not get involved, because you'll fight for everything, and it'll get moved on you again.
I'm just wondering if what's going to happen next is that you're going to have a lot of businesses saying, well, okay, now we're yellow. What does that mean for me? I mean, do you really think that this is going to make a big difference for a lot of businesses in your area?
I do. So one of the things I'm doing, I got a chance to listen to the governor today. I wanted to say this right away. I rarely get a chance to hear him. I stay busy, and I get feedback on him, but I listened. And once again, I now know why my poor mother, literally thinks that COVID-19 is in the air. She will not come out of her house. So it's bizarre, the language he still uses. But for the businesses, in order for the business to understand more, to get some real understanding, I've read the 5-page health secretary's order. Now, to be fair, there was only one person that I've met, and I haven't met everybody, that said they read it. And I've asked a lot of people. The 5-page order is, in a way, I've read it. It's unconstitutional, in my opinion. It's a 5-page order from the governor. It literally will make everybody have a level playing field. I've contacted all the supervisors in Wyoming County. Every store that is open or soon to be open will have this 5-page order from the governor. Whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, it needs to be posted. It's the order. It's not a law, but it's the order that supersedes everything else, and everybody should follow it. The reason I want that, that's the most grassroots thing we can do. The supervisors in our towns are the closest politicians, if you would, that we can touch, elected officials that we can touch, and they can help us. That means, let's say Walmart up here was being sloppy with the order, and nobody in Walmart, not a single man manager in Walmart, read the 5-page order as of yesterday. I believe that they're changing their tune, because I've been checking on them. The 5-page order will allow, let's say, Greenwoods, again, in Tunkhannock and Walmart to play at the same playing field, where Walmart has an advantage of weeks, where they're manipulating the order and following what they want. And then here's, let's say, Greenwoods, who wants to get the public's attention. So he's going to be super safe, and he's going to spend a lot more time, energy, and money trying to be super safe to get people's attention to him. Meanwhile, Walmart has lacked their the order that they don't, they said they're enforcing an order. They don't even know what the order is. They've never read it. And all that is a violation of the order. The mere fact that Walmart has zero studying or teaching their employees about the order. So here's the thing. I hate it. I hate the order. But I believe that if we get it out there, everybody will begin to hate the order, and then they'll stop hating each other, because the order is so crazy, so ambiguous, so arbitrary. They will say, this is nuts. And then maybe we get corporate Walmart even saying, hey, we're not going to enforce your stupid order. You come enforce it with your people, not our 16 or 90-year-old people are going to be enforcing this.
George, did you ever think for a moment that you would have to be an expert on the governor's shutdown orders? I mean, you've done some pretty heavy research here. I imagine that you're starting to get questions from a lot of your businesses trying to ask for explanation.
They are. There's a lot. And you can literally pick out a few more. This beautician thing blows my mind. The level of training they get is probably greater than the health secretary's training as far as hygiene and cleanliness. But meanwhile, that's being dictated. They can't open yet in yellow. So there's probably going to be some fighting going on there. So maybe we carve out. I mean, it could be deliberate, and we could be falling right into the trap where they keep us so busy having to carve out every little thing. But we'll carve it out. We'll carve out every little thing. We'll fight for every last business, whether you're a farmer having to pour your milk out in the field. We'll go buy it at his house. If it's the beauticians who can't cut their hair, we'll figure a way to get them to cut their hair. We got to figure this stuff out. And the reason maybe that I know some things because I get fed stuff all night long. I don't sleep much now, but a lot of stuff comes to me. I try to read it all, and I try to do it in person. The reading stuff is starting to bother my eyes, so I try to meet with people, even give them my number, and meet in person, and they got to show me what they're talking about so I can grab that, bring it to a commissioner, bring it to the next level.
Well, anything that you're doing or any way we can help you, you just stay in touch with us. George, congratulations on this.
Go ahead. I want to pass something on to you real quick. Now, I did send a message forward to some of the other counties a couple weeks ago warning them that if Wyoming County had to do this fight just to get to yellow, you will fight too when you get close. So start the fight now. Start the rally now. We were peaceful the whole time. You could be peaceful also. Mm-hmm. But you got to start it. You got to get after it. And I realized today it's literally going to be right down to your supervisors in your townships that are going to help you. That's going to help all the businesses. If we stop fighting amongst each other and that we don't allow them to divide us up, I mean, there's lines, there's business owners that are insulated versus the business owners who aren't insulated financially. There's the masters versus the non-masters. If we allow them to keep us divided up, we don't concentrate on getting this thing open back to get all together. There's no normal. The new normal is going to be unacceptable. We can get back to normal. This isn't new. Viruses aren't new. The COVID-19 virus is new. We'll have it figured out and we'll be okay. We can't allow them to have this terminology where there's this new normal. Just go get your normal back. You can read the Constitution. It'll help you learn how to get it back.
Thanks a lot, George.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.